cat sitter mistreats my cat while I'm on vacation. So I get nuclear revenge and ruin her life. Here's what happened. Subscribe to Am I the Jerk on YouTube and hit the bell for notifications. I like to think that I'm a patient man. I'm hard to anger. My coworkers say they haven't seen me angry in the 2 years they've known me. I have firm boundaries, and as long as you don't cross any of them, I can let anything go. One of my boundaries is don't mess with my cat. This story is about two of my coworkers and me, and happened in the winter of 2013. So I worked at a veterinary hospital as a vet tech slash kennel attendant, and coworker one is a kennel attendant, and coworker two is the kennel lead. Kennel attendant is the one who comes in to take care of the animals. Kennel lead is in charge of overseeing everything boarding and kennel related. They both crossed that very simple boundary. I went away over Christmas since I lived in another state from my family. And while I was out, I left my cat to board at work. One of the perks is free boarding. I trusted my coworkers would take care of him, even if it was a top two busiest weekends of the year. So I set up his cage the night before I leave. He's a shy boy. So I set up a tent with very distinct blankets. One is bright green and the other has rocket ships. I kiss him goodbye and am on my way. I enjoy Christmas with my family. Candy and fudge and other things unrelated to the story. And come back 6 days after leaving. It's late when I get back. So the hospital is already closed and everyone has gone home. We all have a key. So I swing by because I miss my cat and want to take him home. What I'm greeted by when I get to him is those same blankets. The white rocket ships now slightly tan or yellow, damp with urine. Old desiccated pieces of crap and smears on the wall, and a very stressed cat that smells like pee. We're talking 6 days worth of filth. All they did was put in more food and change the litter box as far as I could tell. I saw red. Kennel attendant was scheduled to take care of the animals that holiday. Kennel lead had been there 3 different days I was gone, including the last 2. Figuring out how to destroy these people became the only thing I thought about. I'm scheduled to work the day after I get back, and kennel attendant is there. I don't look at her all day, as it's the only way I could control my emotions. My blood is still boiling thinking about my boy, who I'd had to bathe the night before. Much to his chagrin, the sight of her makes that primal part of my brain reserved for beating the crap out of things start to burn, and my muscles tense. Now, some important backstory here is that kennel attendant is kind of terrible at her job. We were kind of friends, since she was the only one who wasn't crappy to me when I first started. Whenever I'd find something she messed up, I'd gripe to myself, but I'd fix it. She did some write-upable crap on a regular basis. I never did anything because kennel lead was already aware and working on her. So I figured, none of my business. I decided against violence and figured I'd let my manager handle it. At first, I just told him about the condition of my cat and kept the rest to myself. He agreed it was unacceptable and said he'd talk to her. She denied everything. She said she'd changed my cat's bedding every night, that he didn't get all of it in the litter box, which was unfortunately true, but he's a 12-pound cat aiming at a box made literally for kittens. She basically said I lied to my manager, to my manager's face, without batting an eye. I gave her the chance to own up to it, because that would have come with punishment enough. My manager told me what she said, and her blatant lying poked the dragon that was already awake and pretty ticked. I told him, she's lying. I work in the kennel too. And not to mention, I know my cat's poop well. He believes me. And I not so subtly point out that if she pulls this crap on an employee pet, what has she been doing with the lot of random boarders? Manager thought it was a good point, and asks me to keep an eye out for mistakes and let him know what I find. The next day, I was in the kennel alone without her, and I began to document every single thing she did incorrectly. Remember me saying how she was crap at her job? She left me a treasure trove of stuff to dig up. To name a few of these nuggets, every single animal's cage was filthy, like multi-day filthy, like my cat's was. Two dogs had had their medication switched for the whole week. There were copious amounts of poop left in the yard, which was a big no-no, since it spreads parasites and disease, and not even her documentation and charges were entered correctly. It was a train wreck, that took me the whole morning to get back to an acceptable condition. There was material here to get her enough write-ups to lose her job if she had been perfect before, and she'd already been disciplined a couple of times for other crap she pulled. I gather it all together and bring it to my manager, who's horrified, and says he's setting up a meeting with me, kennel attendant, and kennel lead, and we're all gonna sit down and discuss everything. He encourages me to hold my temper and call them on their bullcrap at the meeting. Until then, I hadn't even considered kennel lead's complicity in all this, but I immediately realized that there were two people on my wrong side. Kennel lead wasn't as horrid at his job as kennel assistant. He was old as heck in a demanding physical labor position. I figured what he'd got coming will be enough, so I could aim everything I got at kennel assistant. What's the human equivalent of shooting fish in a barrel? Because this girl had already dug herself such a hole, it was incredible she hadn't been fired already. She didn't do her job. She was stealing clients from the clinic by offering to pet sit for cheaper instead of offering boarding, explicitly against our contract and fireable. And she had been leaving 30 minutes early, leaving the crap condition I'd had to deal with. And I knew all of this. The day of the meeting rolls around, and kennel assistant and kennel lead are blissfully unaware when manager calls us into the office together. We all sit down, and manager begins to explain what the meeting is about. He was a boss, and we pre-arranged to give kennel assistant one more chance to own up to my face, and leave out the rest at first. He had asked me how far I wanted to take it. I told him I had a lot of dirt. Let's let kennel assistant dig a deeper hole first so I can use it all. She denied it all, swore up and down she'd taken care of my poor cat properly. I graciously gave her the benefit of the doubt, saying, "Okay, I believe you did clean like you say, but then how did you miss this dried up piece of crap?" She said my cat must have been dehydrated. I say, "Oh, well, you documented he'd been drinking well all week. Why would he be dehydrated?" She says it might have just been from the last day. She wouldn't just admit it.
"Okay, so you took care of the cat. What about all this?"
And he pulls out my stack of evidence I've collected. Kennel assistant's face paled. Kennel lead had been silent up to this point and starts trying to apologize on kennel assistant's behalf, saying it was a busy week and things slipped through the cracks. I called their crap, saying I'd been able to handle as many animals as she had had to at a higher degree of cleanliness than the two of them could accomplish. So busy was not a valid excuse. We went over every single sin kennel assistant and kennel lead had committed for the past 3 days, individually and in depth with discussion about each one before moving on. As we worked through the stack, manager wrote up kennel assistant for every single offense that warranted it. By the end, she had 6 write-ups. It only took 3 to get fired. She was sobbing, saying she couldn't afford her kids' daycare if she didn't have that job. My manager very pointedly told her he had never seen someone with such terrible job performance in 30 years, and if she were worried about her kids, she would have done her job better. Kennel lead was written up and removed from his lead position, and kennel assistant was given the option to quit before she was fired. The end. Huh, no, it isn't. Oh, there's so much more. Remember how she'd been stealing clients from the clinic? She had built up quite a large client base, and had told me some weeks before she was about to quit her job and pet sit full time, since she hates her job so much. Plus, when she returned her key after quitting, she made sure I knew the crying was fake, and she was planning to put in 2 weeks in the next couple of days. At the clinic, we still saw all those same clients she had skimmed all the time, and plenty of them asked what happened to kennel assistant. Manager told everyone we should tell the truth, since we had a pet sitter we referred to and kennel assistant was not it. So, for the next few months, we saw so many faces twisted into expressions of disgust, contempt, betrayal, and worry when we told them why kennel assistant was no longer there, and why they should reconsider letting her watch their pets. Literally dozens of people, anyone who has tried to pet sit or do yard work for a living, knows how hard it is to build that client base. Kennel assistant had a decent one, which we absolutely destroyed. After a while, she texted me saying I was a jerk who was destroying her and her kids' life,
And she couldn't afford daycare anymore. She went from 2 or 3 pet sitting gigs a week, about $300 a week, to maybe 1 a month. I told her to go screw herself and blocked her number, and haven't heard anything since. Jerk, don't mess with my cat.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My biggest issue with this story is that so many people looked the other way and let this stuff slide until it was your pet. This wasn't new behavior for her. And I think any pet owner would feel the same way you did to learn that their pet had been treated that way. If you guys had been working with her for so long and knew she was so bad at her job, why did this only become an issue now? I guess in those instances she had you cleaning up after her. But yeah, you're gone for a few days and look at the state of things. She clearly can't be trusted. I don't know why it had to come to this before you guys decided that your client's pets don't belong with her. But I digress. At least the issue was eventually taken care of. And I don't blame you guys for telling all her clients about her too. They have a right to know. She never should have been given pets to look after if that's how she looks after them. Hopefully she found a way to make money that doesn't involve her looking after living things. Maybe plants. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below. And don't forget to subscribe. Karen forgets her wallet in her shopping cart and screams at my mother-in-law for trying to return it. So this is my mother-in-law's story. My mother-in-law was pulling into a parking space at a Big Blue store, and the person parked in the space in front of her was starting to back out of the spot and had left her cart there. So my mother-in-law went to grab it and just used that for her shopping. The woman had left her wallet in the seat of the cart though, so my mother-in-law flagged her down and got her attention. The woman immediately started going off at my mother-in-law, telling her to mind her business and that the cart was fine where it was. So my mother-in-law decided to take her advice. She told the woman, "Fine, I'll mind my own business. Your wallet will be at customer service," and then walked away. By the time the woman registered what she'd said, parked again, and went into the store, my mother-in-law had already dropped the wallet off at customer service, where there was a long line, and she warned them that the lady was pretty nasty. Apparently, when the woman went to get her wallet, she started to make threats and was threatening to call the police if anything was missing. The manager told her she would not be doing that, and that it was her own fault she left the wallet in the cart. I get the feeling that Karen's had that interaction many times before, and that's why that was her go-to response. She knows she's not supposed to leave the cart lying around in the parking lot, but does it anyway. If it were me, I wouldn't have said anything. I probably would have just dropped it in the next trash can I walked by. My entitled siblings demand I get their kids expensive gifts for Christmas because me and my wife are well off. So my brothers and sisters basically ordered me and my wife to buy their children, our nieces and nephews, expensive gifts for Christmas. Because according to them, we're well off. We're not really, we're just financially responsible. But since they asked for it and it's already on the budget, we decided to be vindictive this year. So for the most amazing Christmas, our nieces and nephews will each get 5 tubs of Play-Doh, which sticks to everything, 5 kilograms of multicolored kinetic sand, which gets everywhere, 5 tubs of gooey slime, see all above, 5 packs of easy fill water balloons, and age-appropriate Nerf guns and safety glasses. This should be a fun Christmas. Update. Wow, this blew up. I should have asked first before I ordered this stuff. You guys have way more diabolical ideas. I think this should be the start of a new Christmas tradition, depending if my siblings remain naughty or nice. For those suggesting Legos, we already gave small boxes of them a few months ago as giveaways for our son's birthday. These should complement them nicely. For those suggesting a drum set or noisemakers, I left them out intentionally. It would be a bad idea since my sisters work nights at the hospital. I don't want them to lose sleep during the day and affect their jobs at night, when lives are at stake. Sleep is important. You don't mess with it. For those saying that these are not at all expensive, exactly. If you demand expensive gifts, you get cheap and annoying ones instead. But will the children care? No. They'll think it's the best Christmas ever. My wife told me to buy us a couple of those automatic Nerf guns from the money we saved from the gifts. You know, for protection. Also, no glitter. It's too much. Yeah, you don't really tell people what they're going to be getting your kid for Christmas. I mean, you can give them some ideas and stuff. Maybe a couple of presents at a different range of prices. But you can't just expect them to spend a lot of money because you say so. That's going to get you exactly what you got here. Someone who's going to turn around and do the exact opposite because you're acting like a jerk. No one wants to do things for you when that's the way you ask. Hopefully, after spending the next couple of months cleaning up their house every day, they caught on to the hint. Jerk surgeon at my hospital treats everyone around him like peons. Here's my story on getting back at this jerk surgeon. First, some background. I'm an anesthesiologist, and back when I was doing my residency training, there was this loudmouth jerk orthopedic surgeon at the hospital I worked. Let's call him Greg. He was always complaining about anesthesia delaying him, was never happy, and talked in this loud, abrasive tone. He basically treated everyone like peons around him. One day, I was in his room wearing a lead apron as we were doing a case that required intra-op x-rays. Unbeknownst to me, I had grabbed the personalized lead apron of one of his colleagues, Dr. Smith, who was not working that day. As the case is going, Greg looks up and sees I'm wearing Smith's lead apron. He stops what he's doing and asks me, "Are you Dr. Smith?" I replied that no, I wasn't. He then proceeds to flip out and ask, "Why the hell are you wearing his lead then? Take it off now and get a different lead apron at the rack." The rack had literally 10 to 15 other lead aprons that weren't personalized. Me, being a lowly resident at the time, I bit my tongue and changed lead aprons in front of all the other coworkers in the room. Because this jerk was making such a big deal out of it. A belittling experience, and it made me hate the crap out of this guy. One day, soon after that experience, I grabbed some lunch at work and went into the lounge to eat. The lounge was empty, so I started to eat my hospital cafeteria sandwich in peace. While eating, I noticed a white coat that physicians wear hanging on a rack. I looked at the name and saw it belonged to that prick orthopedic surgeon, Greg. After checking to make sure nobody else was in the lounge, I got up and grabbed the sopping wet pickle spear that came with my lunch and placed it in Dr. Greg's white coat pocket, and left. Why? Because screw you, Greg. I mean, you reap what you sow, right? Again, if you're not gonna be pleasant to the people around you, they're not gonna be pleasant to you either. This seems like that classic stereotypical doctor thing, where they worked hard for that doctorate and don't like anybody else even remotely hinting that they might be a doctor when they're not. I mean, I get it. I would be annoyed too. But blowing up on one of your coworkers like this, who merely made an innocent mistake, doesn't look good on you. It doesn't make you look all high and mighty like you think. It makes you look incredibly petty. My neighbor and I couldn't figure out where this ungodly smell was coming from. This happened a few days ago. So I live in a triplex with my boyfriend, and the two other units are occupied by an elderly man, same floor, entrance to his unit's on the other side of the building, and a guy around my age upstairs. A few weeks ago, my unit lost power for a few days, resulting in all our food in the freezer going bad. After coming back from my boyfriend's parents' house, we noticed a smell in our kitchen. I just assumed it was the freezer from the meat inside going bad, so I removed everything and scrubbed it out. But the smell remained. It was like this for a week or so, kind of lost track of how long, but I just assumed that it was me needing to air out the freezer more. A few days ago, my neighbor upstairs knocked on my door, asking if I could smell the ungodly smell he had in his unit. Not connecting that I had a smell in my fridge, I said no. He said it had been there for a few days, and he couldn't get rid of it. The next day, he knocked on my door again, and asked if I had seen our other housemate recently. The smell was now in every crevice of the property in the 90-degree heat. Sparing the gruesome details, we ended up calling the cops for a checkup, because we couldn't get him to answer the door. Turns out, he wouldn't be answering the door ever again, and we were smelling him.
Oh no, that's really unfortunate. It sounds like he'd been like that for a while, and I'm sure that smelled really bad. That's probably mildly scarring. You're gonna remember that forever, that you lived like that for a few days with that smell in your nose. It's unfortunate that you guys didn't think to knock on his door sooner. Because I have a feeling that smell's going to be sticking around for quite a while still. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories. Or if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, give Am I the Genius a shot. Everything linked in the description.